Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Because, of course, we're less than a year away from another election. Will he be the fourth president elected twice, a two-term president, so re-elected? Or does the impeachment inquiry help to dent his reputation and dismantle his administration? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We have an unofficial poll going. What do you think? You can weigh in at katedelaneyradio.com. Yes, he's re-elected. No, he's not. It's that simple. Click on contact and just say one or the other. Right now, no surprise, it's running kind of 50-50. Marie Yanovich, the former ambassador to the Ukraine, was targeted by male allies of President Trump. That's what she's saying, and she's going to face some of his congressional defenders. Others will be more warm toward her testimony, but the former ambassador is one of the main people who are involved in this impeachment inquiry, and that happens, of course, on Friday. And here we go again, starting in Washington, D.C. Again, my name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, thanks for listening to the show. We're celebrating 15 years, do you believe it? So celebrating was not exactly on the menu anywhere in D.C. There were some that were sharpening their knives, others who were bracing for some of the blunt and harsh testimony that is expected in the next week and a half, but we'll see. Democrats are really working on their case for impeachment. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, accused Trump of committing bribery by seeking to use military aid as leverage to pressure the Ukrainian government to do those investigations on the Bidens that could politically benefit the president. Pelosi's move to cite a specific constitutional offense, because that's what she said, and move away from using quid pro quo instead to describe the president's actions. This is now with a second official from the U.S. Embassy that is supposedly revealing to have overheard the president's political investigations discussion back in July, that phone call with Ambassador Gordon Sondland to the European Union, who served as a liaison between the White House and the Ukraine's fledgling government. So we'll see what this next person has to say. So here we go again. Just moving along on the escalator of the impeachment proceedings. Because nothing happened on Thursday. It was picked up again. It'll be picked up again on Friday and then into next week. Most of the comments were about the testimony on the first day and what was said by William Taylor, the acting U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. And it all comes back to this. Now you have Hillary Clinton saying she's being pressured to run, but she hasn't said she will. She says never say never. She was asked about that when she was speaking somewhere. Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, has thrown his name into the Democratic ring. The Democrats now are adding and subtracting by the minute of those who want to be president and have decided to run. And really, the big sad story that's buzzing in your backyard and mine, I am so certain of it, another school shooting, this time in California. So sad that kids go to school, and this was in Santa Clarita. A young man celebrating his 16th birthday pulls out a gun and shoots five different students. Two are dead. A 14-year-old and a 14-year-old girl and a 15-year-old as well, a 16-year-old dead, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, and a survivor, two survivors, a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old, which is unbelievable. You go to school, and it was zero period, they call it. It's when you're getting ready for school, hanging out at your lockers, out front, all that kind of stuff. And they've got video where the gunman who... of Sagas High School in Santa Clarita, he... takes a gun from his backpack, shot five people, then shot himself in the head. And it all took 16 seconds. 16 seconds for parents who were driving to work, who were stumbling back to bed after feeding breakfast to their kids, who were doing a million other things, were suddenly made aware that there's a lockdown at the school. And they flee to the school, praying that it's not their kids. The suspect's girlfriend and his mother are speaking with detectives. He was involved in the school, so in projects, etc. We hear this a lot lately, sadly, that he was liked, he had a group of friends, whatever it might be. And it is heartbreaking to see this. The backpacks thrown on the ground, people hearing gunshots, kids hearing gunshots, teachers trying to decide what to do. You know, something has to change. What is the something that has to change? They certainly weren't expecting this to happen there and not this kid to do that. Just were not expecting that. Yes, they have these active shooter drills from the time they're kids. But somebody comes into the quad area, pulls out a gun, 16 seconds later, two are dead. And others are wounded. Wow. Something's got to give. And you say, and I would say this as a parent, if I had a child in high school, well, we need more, can we get more guards? Can we get metal detectors? This was in the quad area outside of the school heading in. I mean, what do you do? How much can you do? There's no 100% net that you can wrap around these kids. And who do you know? How do you know when somebody who's in an upper middle class neighborhood, who lost his father 2 years ago but was had a girlfriend, was involved in school, had friends, how do you know what the MO or the description of the kid is? Because it doesn't always fit what we normally have seen, let's call it that, in the past. When I see kids' hands go up and I see them running, it just takes my breath away. It really, really does. What is the motive for this? What could possibly be the motive for this? And, of course, the 16-year-old was taken into custody and was reported to be at a local hospital in grave condition. Why? From the self-inflicted gunshot wound I described, because he shot himself in the head. But they have the video. They saw what happened. No evidence of anything else, that there were co-conspirators or something else. None of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You missed it. A good way for me to relax when I can is go to a movie here and there. Myself and the other, that would be the Hubs, went to see Ford versus Ferrari. We had a sneak peek ticket to go and do that, and I say it's excellent. Christian Bale is great in it, and so is Matt Damon. I don't want to spoil it all for you, but it's just a great movie. The three movies we're going to look at now, The Good Liar, Playing with Fire, and Charlie's Angels. Again, yes, another version of it. But first we go to this one, and this movie is called The Good Liar.
Tell me, have you done this a lot? Met people on the computer service? Don't you find it's always the same?
You mean the anticipation followed by the letdown? And I tell myself, brace up, this time it will be different. Which is why I must now confess to you a deception on my part. My name is in fact not Brian, it's Roy.
How much do you think she's worth?
Nearly £3 million.
You haven't said a lot.
You bloody bet I'm going to take it off. Is that your grandson?
It's too soon to be getting so close to him.
I've grown very fond of you.
Do you know who you are? You're the only person on this planet who makes me feel that I'm not alone.
I know things about you. Who you really are.
You don't want to do this, Roy.
is. Seems like you've had quite a past.
Enough to last several lifetimes. In just a blink, your life's changed forever.
You know, it's very peculiar doing things you'd never imagined. Secrets between you, God, the devil, and the dead.
You don't know him!
Liar's a career con artist, can't believe his luck. He meets a well-to-do widow, and she opens up her life, her home to him. He's surprised to find himself caring about her. But where does it go from there? This movie will find some sort of an audience, I bet. It's a drama thriller, R, almost 2 hours long. Helen Mirren's in it. Ian McClellan is in it. As well, Mark Lewis Jones, some names and people you would probably recognize. If it doesn't find an audience on the big screen, because there's a lot of competition right now, we're getting toward the holidays, it will find an audience, I think, in streaming, especially with Helen Mirren. She's a big draw. We move from The Good Liar to Playing with Fire, and this is humorous. I've seen snippets of it, and I like a lot of people in this comedy. Check it out.
Gentlemen, we are Smoke Jumpers, the most elite team of firefighters in the world. We must be at our very best.
Every second of every day.
Give me a line. What I say, and we do it now.
He said no!
We're a go for extraction.
No, wait, what?
Ooh.
Until we can get you back to your parents, I'm legally bound to take care of you, so that's what I'm going to do. And in turn, you're going to be obedient so we can do our job.
And when you do this, when you go like that, it's not helpful.
No shenanigans under my watch.
Me, Fireman, can't turn my neck.
What needs to happen this second is you gotta watch your tone, little sister.
For what?
Masher is coming to rock your world.
What just happened?
I think the baby just broke a dog, Sue.
Big doggy.
I get distracted. I can't do this job effectively.
Don't you remember what it's like to be a kid?
Soup? Did we kill you? Guys, I found my cool Nerf gun!
Those aren't Nerf guns!
Well, now it's a party.
What kind of firefighters are you?
I know you don't see it, but he has a sweet side.
What a rush. Boom boom.
Boom boom, what's boom boom? Don't look at me.
Don't do it or I'm going to...
This film is not yet rated.
All right, so Playing with Fire is rated PG. Comedy family, 1 hour, 36 minutes. The main star in this is John Cena. Also, Keegan Key is in it. He's hilarious. John Leguizamo is in it. He's funny. Judy Greer. And then the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's slapsticky. It's guy humor with a twist in it, I think. And it looks like it would be... it would be fun for certain families to go and see, and it's about these firefighters who come to the aid of three siblings and realize that this is a challenging thing, babysitting. Will it take off? Not sure. Definitely in streaming it will. I don't know if at the movie theaters. I think it will recoup its investment. Let's put it that way. And then there's this one, and who knows where this goes, but another version of Charlie's Angels, New Angels. Check it out.
Baby, women can do anything.
Just because they can doesn't mean they should.
But I have so many talents. It's like I'm I'm just a decoy, sir. That's just the way you make me feel.
Your manager isn't paying money.
Outstanding Angels.
You have a new client?
Who is she? I can't sleep at night. I'm the lead programmer on a product that can revolutionize the power industry. But there is a possibility it can be weaponized.
Elena, we need to go.
No! You're not a waitress?
No, I'm Jane.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm Bosley.
Welcome to the Poundsman Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up.
I don't like that, boy.
You guys are like Lady Spies. James Former MI6. Oh, God.
What did you do to Ben?
I compressed his carotid and deoxygenated his brainstem.
Well, that sounds painful.
Don't worry. He's going to wake up. Unless he doesn't.
Sabina runs the ground game.
See, I know stuff.
Let's get the weapon before it becomes every bad guy's favorite new toy. Take her to the closet, cheer her up.
We're gonna need some wigs, toys, clothes.
Ah, we're still in the first closet.
There's another closet.
Oh, Vince.
Let's just stop the touching. Some of these blows up.
Foster.
Jane, are you flirting with a handsome nerd?
Of course not. How'd that feel? Because it looks like it felt really good.
That felt nice.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
All right, so this Charlie's Angels, way different. Elizabeth Banks is in it as one of the Bosleys, so to speak, and she also directed it. Kristen Stewart, one of the Angels, Naomi Scott, also Ella Balinska is one of the Angels. Patrick Stewart is a Bosley in it, and like I said, so is Elizabeth Banks. It will find an audience. Because it's like a cult deal, but I wonder how well it'll do. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has criticized some of the witnesses scheduled to appear in the impeachment inquiry. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well. And I've thought from the beginning that the impeachment inquiry should be narrow so that we can get it to the Senate as quickly as possible, but this is really serious.
The public hearings this week begin on Tuesday with testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert for the National Security Council. Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will also testify. Then Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, and Timothy Morrison, who serves on the National Security Council, will appear. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And I am so thrilled to welcome to Author's Corner this time around, because she is a great storyteller, S.T. Holmes, Creole Moon, Book of Roots. Think about it, what can happen in New Orleans. And boy, I love the themes of this. Thanks so much for coming on. Tell us about your book, S.T.
Okay. Well, the premise of the book is based on love. Unfortunately, I'm a divorcee, but I have looked around and I see people in other generations that have been married and known each other for like 50 and 60 years. And then I see the other folks that have not stayed together more than 5 or 10 years. And I kept trying to figure out what is going on with this thing called love, right? So I started thinking, maybe there's some other forces out here that's playing with us, and some folks seem to do well with the forces and others don't. And then because of growing up in New Orleans, it's kind of funny, I was driving down River Road with my mother, and we were heading straight into this beautiful moon, and it was just gorgeous. It was in August, and I thought about it, and I said, wow, I can use the swamp and voodoo and come up with all kinds of crazy ideas as to why people fall in love and stay married and why people don't.
I love that. I love that. And so, and the theme really is, like I said, Mardi Gras and New Orleans go hand in hand. And you talk about this magical festival and how everything gets turned upside down. Tell us about that. I thought that was an interesting snippet.
Oh, super. You know, I had to do some research on that because after going to a Catholic school and raised in the Catholic faith, I have learned all about gods and goddesses, and I was extremely intrigued with the Roman gods and goddesses. So I went back to try to figure out what festival in ancient Rome took place around the Mardi Gras time. And that's what I found out about the Lupercai festival. And I said, this is how I can tie this into Mardi Gras and make it something unique and turn all of my witches and warlocks and all of my magical creatures to try to culminate sort of around this 100-year-old festival. So I made it only available or valid every 100 years. And this was the year that the Lupercai Festival now is culminated into all magic is going to be changed, and any spell that was done to someone that was wrong or done out of spite can be reversed only during this time. And it's during the Mardi Gras time, so I tied it in with New Orleans Mardi Gras.
Wow. Love it. And you know, that's what people think about. You know, they think about the Mardi Gras, et cetera. And you talked about the moon and you talked about things happening. And obviously that was like an impact on your life. So as you marry a little bit of what's happened to you, so to speak, to the book, what fascinated you about what's happened to you as you've gone through this process?
Well, the good thing is I still believe in true love.
Yay.
I still believe that people can find, no matter how old, I think you can still find the love of your life. And even though we have all of these weird things acting in space, sort of your karma that can detract from love, if you really believe in it, you will find it. And
yeah,
true love will break any spell.
Oh, I like that. True love will break any spell. And you know, you talk about spells, and one of the things that's a theme is voodoo. And people are intrigued by voodoo. And you talked about growing up and going to Catholic Church and all of that. But voodoo also plays heavily into New Orleans. And when you talk about Creole Moon, I mean, that's part of what we're wrapping into it here. So tell us a little bit about voodoo.
Well, I had to do some research because obviously growing in, as I said, being in the Catholic faith, that's something you don't really hear about and they try to steer you away from it. But voodoo is still a practicing religion in some countries and still in the swamps of Louisiana. So I wanted to figure out and do research on what is out there, what kinds of activities go on with a voodoo ceremony, and I wanted to incorporate that into the book because, again, everyone thinks that New Orleans is this mysterious place, and so I wanted to play on the mysteries of New Orleans.
I like that. The mysteries of New Orleans, and there are so many mysteries. And we'll say this again. You can get the book by S.T. Holmes, Creole Moon, Book of Roots. What was the best thing for you about writing the book as you went through the whole process and then finished it up?
The best thing for me was, it's kind of weird, but I enjoy my characters. And I think we spoke earlier, we talked about Nora Roberts. I found reading her books, she had an excellent way of developing her characters, and I wanted to mimic that. So the best thing about the book was understanding the characters. I observe people in their regular environment, and then I try to snatch those characteristics from them and put those into the characters in my book. So I fell in love with my hero, George, in the book. George Genois is how we pronounce his name. George Francis Genois, and his heroine is Jewella Duvalier. So I wanted to make sure that I kept the flavor of Creole and Louisiana by having the characters have those names, and I think that's what I like. Mamushka is the name of the voodoo priest, and he was just a character that I fell in love with. And I had to find someone that would match him, and that's his wife, Ophelia, that would be as evil, as much evil as he is nice.
I like that, as much evil as he is nice. How about the reaction to the people around you about pulling these cool characters together and getting that flavor of New Orleans that we've been talking about, and then pursuing love and the theme of love and all of that? What do people in your world say about you writing the book?
You know, it's, my family just thinks it's wonderful. They cannot believe that I have been able to come up with something like this. But the funny thing is, I used my family and their life, things that happened in their lives. I've had people that I've worked with said, how do you keep your characters straight? How do you know? Well, I told them, I think I'm schizo. So.
Oh, I love that. I think I'm schizo. And, you know, in reading the book, and I love that you and I talked about Nora Roberts. For people who don't know, I think you do, but look her up. She's a prolific writer. 230 books. I was telling you that. It's crazy.
Yes.
And she is so good about that character development. And I think that's the thing with you, and for all the people that are listening to this too as well, that's what you want to do, I think, in a good book and a good novel, is get lost in the characters and feel the flavor of the city, the place, the environment. And when your characters come up out on the other side, there is a great ending to this, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And I hate to be as they say, a spoiler, but just know that George gets his revenge in the end. He does find his Juella. Juella is the woman that he has, a spell was placed on him, and he fell deeply head over heels in love with her, and he would move heaven and earth to try to save her. Unfortunately,
ooh,
he was not lucky in his normal lifespan, but during the course of the years, he has been able to grow into his new character. Again, without telling everyone what's going on, we call it the Luxican. He becomes the Light Beast. And this Light Beast is on this quest to find the reincarnation of Juella.
Oh.
Once
tell us anymore.
Okay.
You're getting us so excited that if you forget it, you need to go out and buy the book for sure. What do you want people to take away from reading your book?
You know, the main thing is I want them to feel transported away from their everyday life. When I read books, when I go to movies, I want to be transported from what's going on around me and get absorbed into the movie, into the book. And that's what I really want them to do. I want them to become absorbed in my characters, absorbed in what's going on in the world during that time. There's a little history that I bring into each story as to what's going on during that period. So in Betrayal, it's during the Civil War. So there's a few things about the Civil War. In the Book of Roots, it's about New Orleans and the Prohibition. So there's always a little history about what's going on in the world, the real world, and then I try to weave the story that's the supernatural or the paranormal world as far as the book goes.
Perfect place to end this. We want to be transported now. Creole Moon, Book of Roots, Book of Love, Love Life, all of it, all mixed into one for sure. I think you're such a great storyteller. And S.T. Holmes, it was awesome to have you on. Go pick up that book at Amazon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again.
I'll put a spell on you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Boy, I know all about connectivity, let me tell you, because remember in my neighborhood they had a huge cable cut. And it knocked me off the air, and it was such a disaster, and it made me think about this. So it's so timely that we have Cody Catalina on with us, who is the VP and General Manager of Viasat's Global Business Solutions. Strong connectivity is so important when you think of urban centers, etc., high-speed internet, and the availability of it, and what happens when you have a damaged cable, how much lost revenue, and how much of that disrupted workflow ultimately also hits the customer and the trust issues you could have with that. And I know because I went through it. So, Cody, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Let's talk about connectivity, and let's talk about the relationship between satellite connectivity and business success. How important is it? You heard my setup.
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. It's so important. And, you know, Viasat is a company that's been in business for 33 years. We build and launch our own satellites, and then we also build out our ground network and everything in between. So we have super efficient, reliable, and economically viable satellite internet connectivity. And that's so important for businesses because when businesses go offline, it can cost them thousands of dollars a minute if they're processing all their transactions in the cloud, which is where all the business business transactions are going now. Whether you're a medical office and you're doing electronic medical records, or you're a small business processing credit card transactions, or whatever you're doing, you know, everything is moving to the cloud, and you've got to have that business connectivity.
Well, I so agree. So tell us about the pros to having high-speed satellite internet that you were just describing.
Sure. So, you know, our high-speed satellite service is available up to 100 megabits per second in some areas and in 35 megabits per second in almost all other areas of the United States. We can reach businesses, whether you're rural, suburban, or urban. You know, you could be an urban business, but it might cost you $50,000 for that cable plant to get built out across the interstate to get to your business. But we can provide you service, and we can provide that service to you just within a couple of days. So, you know, whether you need a primary internet connection because you can't get cable or fiber, or you need a secondary internet connection to keep you from pulling your hair out when your primary connection goes down, you know, that is where satellite connectivity for your business fits in.
Yeah, and then also, too, and you heard my story, what about satellite internet as a secondary backup?
You're hitting the nail on the head. So we did a survey of U.S. businesses. 20% of U.S. businesses experience some sort of outage daily, and 80% experience some sort of outage sometime in the month. So, you know, you probably experienced a prolonged outage. Some of these outages may be short, some may be long, but those are the types of things that we can prevent because you can install satellite internet access, and it can be configured to automatically fail over and keep your business online when the primary solution fails. So that's the beauty of satellite internet as a secondary connection.
Yeah, and we were seeing, like, I mean, these natural disasters that we have, like California, the fires, all these other things that are happening to people, whether it's something with Armageddon with snow or whatever. So satellite internet, I would imagine, would be huge in that scenario, right?
Yeah, they're huge in natural disasters, and they're huge in the man-made disasters, like the one you talked about where your cable was cut by a backhoe or something like that. So
yeah.
Huge in all of those disasters. And, you know, in a natural disaster, you've got a hurricane bearing down on you, you can order our service, and we can actually get it installed before that thing hits, you know, so we can install in 3 to 5 business days, or after your service is out, we can come in and install, and it may take you weeks or months to get your primary service back up and operating. So that, you know, that service is, you know, it's pretty critical, and it's for all kinds of businesses. And, you know, I think we did an install recently. I think you'll find pretty interesting. We installed at a Little League field in a small town in northern Mississippi where now they're streaming their games live to a video server for parents and family and friends to log in and view those games. So, you know, it's the sky's the limit on literally on what you can do with satellite internet to bring your business or your connectivity to the applications that you want to get on the internet.
I love that. The sky's the limit. That was perfect. So if you go to Viasat.com, you can find more details on that. Cody, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right, so it's so interesting in talking about this because, as I said, you all know what happened to me. I was off the air. I want to say it was like a month and a half ago, something like that, or maybe a little bit longer, but no longer than 2 months, and it was a disaster. It was because I had a lot that I was doing and prepping, actually, for the show, and there were interviews and there were other things that all, you know, relied on my internet, obviously, and I wasn't the only one affected by that. So it's wild thinking about, like he said, can you imagine, boom, you call right away and you can get one put up. That would be big for so many businesses. And we're also impatient. There's no way you're waiting around for high-speed internet. So, you know, you've got a lot of rural America that will get connected. So satellite internet, you have the ability to be able to do that where other terrestrial-based providers, and that's obvious, can't go. So it's so it was so timely to talk to Viasat and find out about getting connected, and now this is something you just don't think about, but how big is that in those hard-to-reach locations that didn't have it for so long? And then in the situations like mine, whether it's man-made or Mother Nature, where you cannot afford to be out because of what you lose and just say, oh, well, in a couple of days, maybe we'll have that up and going. No, there's no couple of days. Because of what I said, about the lost revenue. The workflow gets just totally crushed. I mean, look at us. We're in the business of delivering shows and content and information and conversation and all of that. So that would hit listeners. And obviously in businesses, that would hit whatever that customer trust is. And I just saw something in Forbes. Losing a company website cost businesses, ready for this, an average of $100,000 per hour. Wow. In bigger companies especially, but even small businesses, total internet failure, an average of, this is a crazy number too, of $5,600 per minute. And this was in Forbes. And then you throw in disasters, the hurricanes like we talked about, and that's your worst fear, the damage to the business, and then the damage to the local community because of what business brings to whatever that community is. And so keeping the lights on is now more vital than ever. I just saw that Thomas Edison movie, and that was about the race to, you know, that was about the race to light and what that meant before, when once everybody got light and what happened in trying to keep it on. And it reminds me with the satellite and the connectivity there of how vital that that is. And I had no idea. It's fascinating to me. I mean, I knew there was satellite internet, but I had no idea the power of that connectivity, like I said, and what happens when you are, you know, a victim of that going down, and with your projects, et cetera, and our modern landscape. And I'm the great example of that in the entertainment slash talk world, and the people around me and the guys at studio and the studio, that we're not 9 to 5. You know, you're talking nights and weekends and what happens in national emergencies and what happens when you've got, you know, nasty weather and whatnot. You're stuck if you don't have internet. I mean, you are stuck because people expect that. And then just in reaching out and trying to you know, reaching out and trying to get through whatever the disaster is, and whether, again, it's man-made or whether it's a natural disaster. So it was interesting in going to Viasat's website because it made me think about how fast, too, that you have, of course, security and you have that platform, and then nationwide there is no limitation as to whether it's rural or whether you're in a big city or whatever it might be, but we're seeing that big change and the positive impact because of the socialness of being connected. This isn't an option anymore. So there you go. So check it out. I love what they say. Be anywhere, be connected. Business anywhere, stay connected. I was just thinking about that on a project when my internet was cut down the street. They were a guy told me they were on a serious crunch. They were trying to finish up a house that had been dragging on. And, boy, that really affected them, too, right? It was things you don't even think about. So check it out. Like I said, go to Viasat.com. And thanks for listening to this version of the show. You stay connected. Make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? happiness, contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.